January 13th, 2008, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. January 13th, 2008, I'm here at my pad in Pedro, not with Brother Matt, missing him dearly, though, but do have some guests. Oh, let me first tell you what we played. We started off the show with John Coltrane and a song called Catwalk off his new Interplay collection, Prestige stuff. Stuff off Prestige label. 5 CDs. I have the box with 16. This was a lot of stuff that John Coltrane played as a sideman with other cats. And then we heard The Beastly by Electric Kitty Cat. I think they're from Ohio. And I have some guests with me. And though they're not from Pedro, they are from SoCal. I got Sean here from Long Beach.
Hello.
And Tiffany from Torrance.
Yeah, Torrance.
Right. And, well, I just got done with 6 gigs with the Missing Man. We were asked to play with this cat. Well, first off, Happy New Year, everybody. But anyway, my first gigs... Actually, it wasn't my first gigs. First gig was on the 3rd, right, with Banyan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the Mint.
Nels
Klein's 52nd birthday, mm-hmm. which came at midnight. He's actually born on the 4th. And he was on fire.
Yeah.
You were there, Sean, right?
Yeah, that was an amazing show.
Mint downtown on Pico. And, yeah, I did okay, I think.
Yeah, you did. The whole night was
on fire. I don't
know.
I don't remember too well. That was, what, 10 days ago. But after that, we had 6 gigs with Missing Man. And now, what happened was a month ago or something, I got called by this cat, Ethan, up in Oakland or somewhere East Bay. And, hey, me and my buddy Mike, we got this band, Monster Cockroach. Oh, shit. Look at that.
Someone didn't turn their phone on.
I didn't turn that off. I told these guys to turn theirs. Listen. What? Hello? Motherfuckers hung up. Anyway, we're in this band Monster Cock Rally, and we want to bring over this cat, Calvin Weston. And Calvin Weston, I go, whoa, I remember Calvin. 25 years ago, the Minuteman had 3 gigs with James Bloodalmer. A guitar player, incredible guitarist, and he had Amin Ali on bass and Calvin Weston on drums. So I said, "Shit, yeah, we'll make this happen. I'll do 6 gigs with you, yeah." And so they got these gigs together, and I asked Raul and Tom. They said, "Yeah," and so we played. Most of them were SoCal. One was in San Diego. The other 5 were around.
Mm-hmm.
And but what happened was, right at the beginning, Sunday was the first one, a week from today, that fucking sickness I had last month came back on me. Huh? It, not bad, you know, not on the deck and shit. I could feel it in my lung and my sinuses. And, yeah. I couldn't, the stress of the gig obviously was putting it on, but I couldn't have it develop in pneumonia or anything like that, so I'm on antibiotic now. But anyway, aside from that, the gigs were righteous, and the last one was in Hermosa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We even got to jam with them. I got a little bit out of them in Long Beach. And all the years, you know, it's a trip about music. You know, and I thank Ethan and Mike so much for bringing them aboard. That was a great experience for me. It was a little hard. Now, I didn't get to pedal or paddle that whole time. I had to reserve everything. Also, they were late.
Yeah, they were. Prospector, you guys got done off the stage, I think, at 2.
2 o'clock. So I was so glad.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a righteous thing. Now, Calvin's been playing with Ornette. He still plays with Blood. He said Amin ain't playing anymore. Now, Amin Ali is the son of Rashid Ali. And Rashid was Coltrane's last drummer. I got to meet them both once in Belgium at some gig. Beautiful man, but he said, Amin stopped playing a few years ago. And just recently, he's been in the hospital. He had a real bad sickness, but he made it through, and he's healing up now, which was great to hear. I mean, that cat could play, man. Watching him, it was like a freight train coming out of his chest. He could lay that bass out. And then if you've heard Joe Baeza, then you've got a hint at James Blood Ulmer, because Joe Baeza has learned some stuff.
Yeah.
No, D-Bone, we all were listening to James Blood Ulmer, Tom Watson. Shawna, you brought some music here.
Mm-hmm.
Some Roxy. No, mm-hmm. Why do you want to play this?
That's my favorite song by them, and that's one of my favorite groups ever of all time, Roxy Music.
Okay, so here we go, Roxy. Okay.
Real, oh, mother of pearl, shimmering. Some end-time sleekness was always my weakness, like a simple tune. But no dilettante, filigree fancy beats the plastic you. Korea girl cover, exposed and another slips right into view. Oh, looking for love in a looking glass world is pretty hard for you. You throw away kisses, the boomerang hisses, spin round and round. Fall on feather bed quilted, face with silk softly soft, eiders down. Just give me your future, we'll forget your past. Oh, mother of pearl, submarine lover in a shrinking world. Oh, lonely dreamer, your choker provokes a picture cameo. Oh, mother of pearl, so semi-precious in your detached world. Oh, mother of all, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of all, I wouldn't trade you for another girl.
Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl.
N'ayez fixé à votre iris, comme Narcisse, je contemple dans ces miroirs, entre vos tempes, le reflet sombre de mes vices, allongé à même le sol, tout mon être vous peuplier, moi peu à peu. Pourtant.
tear glistening in his eyes. Kiss you down to hell. Hey.
Hey, Shani, what did we just hear?
We just heard Chlorine Dream by Dax Johnson, and before that was Rose Hybrid de Vey by Emily Simon, and we started off with Mother of Pearl by Roxy Music.
Peaks. Oh, yeah, and we haven't introduced her. Pete came by, too.
Hello.
He played yours third, too.
Finally got here.
Yeah, Pete. From Glacelle Park, right? Took a while.
Glacelle Park.
Yeah, pronounce it wrong.
I'm not sure. I have not got that verified how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Yeah, and when Pete, is there any old timers you met there yet?
No. Maybe I didn't ask them.
Can you imagine stumbling around this town and saying Pedro for years until finally hearing it, right?
Exactly. And I still have not decided. Is it Los Feliz or Los Feliz or...
Feliz?
Yeah, Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
How you say that?
You got to ask people living there.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's kind of uppity to tell people how to say where they're living. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So they should be able to tell you, and then you can learn from them.
But then you have to doubt who...
No, they live there.
Well,
they're
people
authority.
Who live there, sometimes they
That's
just...
good enough
They're
for
transplants.
Me.
Like yourself, no?
Yeah.
And some people tend to think that they know more than they do.
So they don't speak for their town.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It might be... they might be perpetrating a fraud.
Right. So I don't want to perpetuate another series of...
You don't have to perpetuate. Or perpetrate. Are they the same thing?
Perpetrate is like intentional wrongdoing.
What's the difference?
Perpetuate is to keep going.
Yeah.
Perpetrate is...
Yeah.
It's a little bit evil intention in there.
So they are different words.
Yes.
Probably even different letters.
Yeah.
Different order of letters.
Yeah, it's just a little bit...
Anyway, Peek, you picked this tune. It's from a French lady.
Yeah, I saw her last year.
She came and played here?
Yeah, in Troubadour.
Troubadour, yeah.
Yeah, my roommate actually wrote an article about her for a magazine called Re-Up. And I just liked how she put the techno music into her pop-ish song, and it's kind of an uplifting tune, and I know it's not usually your style to have like girly uplifting happy music, but I thought I'd just start it out with that.
You don't get uplifted by John Coltrane.
Well, more like, you know, girly frolicking around in the, you know,
in the flowers.
With the flowers.
So you were looking to bring something to this show that is missing.
Well, since there are a lot of girls going to be here tonight, I thought I took the opportunity to take over the show from your testosterone-driven normal show.
I'm in middle age. You don't have to worry about that.
You play girly stuff, though.
Not knowingly. We are here to put Mike on the spot.
You're perpetrating this. You're going to perpetrate a strategy to keep me from perpetuating non-girly music.
Exactly. Okay. We got that right.
Okay. And Emily Simone is one of the daggers in your arsenal.
Yes, it's a pink.
Now, Tiff, you picked this third one, and it's got an interesting story behind it. You were telling me the man who wrote it and performed it, Dax here.
Yes.
Dax Johnson.
But it's hard for me.
He was a friend of you. Right, because he passed away.
And I... if you want to know more about Dax Johnson, you can go to daxjohnson.com.
We should play some more music.
La 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 la
you just heard Punk Rocker by the Teddy Bears, which I totally love. Thank you for playing that one. Also, Nighttime by Captain Pleased, and Bury You by Asshole Parade.
Yeah, now, I picked those songs. And you want to know why?
Why did you pick those songs?
Well, I thought they were kind of, you know, in line with the discussion we were having. Iggy played on that
Teddy Bears.
And Captain Please has flowed me a lot of good stuff. In the Asshole Parade, well, you know, sometimes much ado about nothing, you know? And so they cut to the chase. You know that Shakespeare play, Much Ado About Nothing?
No.
It's called Joe Strummer's Grave. The chorus is, where is the chorus? Call Britannia, Jesus saves. Rupert Murdoch rules the waves. Richard Branson's doesn't shave. And Joe Strummer's moulding in his grave. This was Joe Boy. Big brother, and it belongs to me. I'm tagging your iPod and sing along with me. I saw you die getting fucked on MTV. It's the middle of the night, and not a policeman in sight. They get your lighter, baby. Come on, let's fight. It's all dirt, and you just Jesus size. Rupert Murdoch rules the waves. Richard Branson doesn't shave. The Joe Strummer's lying in his grave. Market shape, every place is full of it. The supermarket's stocking it, the government is flogging it. And go and buy it, you might as well try it. There's no use in anyone trying to deny it. There's no doors on this car, you can't get out. No windows on the windows, no one will hear you shout. No matter how many times you climb up the water spout, the rain will come along and wash you out.
Pursuing any type of music, just happen to like sound. If I liked old rock and roll music, then punk rock came along, and I liked that because it had this excitement. We made records, and the records didn't sound exciting, so we found out how to record them. Then we found out that if you use old valve gear and you use a small PA and trying to have contact with the audience, then the effect's better. That's what music's about, communication. So we make a decision to use less equipment because it's harder than just hiding behind being a rock group. First, when we came in August, someone rang and asked us to do a festival in Denver. So we did. Hello.
Bye.
Bye-bye. did a festival in Denver with, I can't remember the name of the record label, but we headlined it and they paid for our flights. So we did a couple of other dates to fill in as well. They're the first people we ever offered. Because we don't have an agent or a record label or management. I was on Social Security for about 15 years. 10, 15 years. And 2 years ago I came off Social Security and I make my living by being a painter, writer, a musician. But I haven't made any money. But I can live. No, I don't own houses or anything. Or some months there isn't any money. Well, I suppose you're always trying to work out problems in your life. If everything's fine, then you don't. There's no sense for really being involved in writing poetry and music that explores your life and your feelings about yourself. You know, I don't know what you'd write if you didn't have this material to work with. It's just making. You accumulate a lot of shit over your life and from when you're a kid, and always this shit's coming and you sort of like try and use it to grow something. You know, I don't want to be a professional. Doing everything from doing everything regardless for fun. Because we don't do big tours and we're not professional, then hopefully we can carry on for a long time without turning into a bunch of charlatans. This is called the humility of love. I want Jesus Christ to save me. Like an idiot, I want the whiskey nights to save me. And like a fool, I want the women to save me. And I am a dumb, useless 29-year-old child, macho to myself in the mirror, puffing on bitter cigars, grinning through the stub of a tooth, trained in vanity, the worst type of egotist, smiling through the beer with bitter tears, never quite knowing the humility of love.
I don't know where I belong, ain't no train to take me home. You see the very tracks have turned to rust. Will the children have to pay for their father's awful sins? Yes, I'm afraid they all too often must. Thank you.
Okay, started that chunk of music out there with Billy Childish doing Joe Strummer's Grave, along with a little interview spiel there with him, and tiny poem he wrote too, The Humility of Love. Want to thank Captain Please for flowing that. And then we heard two guys. I'm going to be doing the Brother Sisters Daughter tour in Japan along with drummer percussionist Sam Bennett. Did his tune Ain't No Train. And then the fuzz bass player Kramer did The Funny Scene. That's the first hour of the January 13, 2008 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. January 13, 2008 is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
could choose, jealous of you. Been on suit since 1962. Even the military to step down the nape of my neck. I wanna go home, I don't want to stay. If our education is about to mistake, if we come to play fears, serve what you will need you in the drawing of a window face. Bruises bigger than dinner plates. I wanna go home, I don't wanna stay.
Top Control, the first song by Israel Vibration. Marmalade by Geraldine Fibbers, that's the second song. And then the Headmaster Ritual by The Smith.
Now, you picked Top Control.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs in the reggae genre. And yesterday I actually met a person from Africa, actually someone I already know, but I just started talking to him for the first time. And man, people, this guy, his story was so insane, the way he got to this country, the way he escaped the civil war in Liberia in the 90s and ended up over here. And it's kind of gave me the whole image of ongoing warfares in that continent and famines and all this crazy things going on there. And this song was kind of like an overtone of that. So when I, you know, when it's just something that's ringing in my head right now.
Hmm. Yeah, I think in Kenya right now there's a lot of trouble because of rigged election or something.
Yeah.
I hope the people overcome the hell. I think they can. And you picked Fivers?
Yes, I did.
Sean?
Yes.
And
I used to really enjoy seeing them play.
Yeah.
Foothill Days, a long time ago. And Carla Bozulich is one of my...
From Pedro.
And I hope you're feeling better, Carla, if you listen to this.
Yeah, Carla got hurt in France. You know the story, Pete.
I got the mass email telling the detail of the story.
But didn't Nels fill you in?
Well, it's just kind of the same story that she already wrote out the details, you know. Like some dude just attacked her on the street for no reason. And
She was performing.
Well, she was asked by some independent filmmaker, I guess, to do a little short video of her playing. So she strapped on a guitar and a little amp and walking down the street and performing for this video crew when some guys walking down the street, and one of them decided to attack them and singled her out and punched her in the face as hard as he could and tried to take off. I think he even took off.
Chicken shit.
So.
Yeah, she got hurt bad, crushed her face and stuff. Terrible. And Tiff, for the first time on Watt from Pedro show, we had Smiths. So what do you have to say for that?
Well, if you invited me to choose a song for the radio show,
the
then
guests always dominate.
You know, I'm going to choose a Smiths song because the Smiths are my favorite.
Yeah, what do you like about them?
Oh, brother.
That was a hard one?
I like the way they sound.
Okay.
I mean, I love the music. I love the lyrics.
You could think the singer's cute, or
no. I mean,
no way.
That's not the reason I
was
like music.
That's why I go see Banyan, by the way. I think the singer's cute. don't want to make any judgment on those kind of things for myself.
But yeah.
I keep hearing things about other people saying stuff. So.
But you like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
And the singer is cute.
Especially when he's screaming.
Yeah, just look at his current picture.
Yeah, that
very,
one.
Very.
Who took that, and how'd they capture you in that moment?
How?
Yeah.
The camera.
Well, hello.
I've never seen you look like that.
No.
No. Something weird was going on with the camera.
No.
It was a moment.
Cameras don't lie.
You remind me.
But Photoshop does.
That was not Photoshop.
I'm just saying.
Did you take it?
No.
No?
Pig didn't go to San Diego. Well, Ocean Beach. No, it was
a guy named
Chad, who was actually working this other guy's camera who broke his foot skateboarding.
Oh.
So he gave his camera off to Chad, and he took the shots. He's right in front, and it was a tough gig for me.
Yeah, you weren't feeling well.
No. And the crowd was very enthusiastic, so I was going to give it my all.
You always
and
do.
Sometimes, I'm not very conscious of my appearance, and don't really care so much. And whose machine is that?
But
anyway, look, back to the show. Fuck that thing. Yeah.
It's dying, that's why.
What about, you know, I'm asking you these questions about songs you pick and stuff. What about your early experiences with music? Look, I'll say this. When I go into a club and I see a band playing, the first person I check out is the bass player. See what they're doing.
Well, that's weird.
Well, I play bass. What about you?
Person
you look at? Or do you look? Do you?
I pay attention to
you. Close your eyes and just listen?
I close my eyes, I listen a lot. Yeah. I do that a lot. And
do you watch the crowd more than you watch the band?
No. I think I'll look around probably just to see the reaction, to see how people are interpreting what they're hearing, and also the visual experience depending on who's playing. But I watch everything that I can. I like to watch the...
Do you listen to the words?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I absorb as much. I'm not a musician. I try to decipher, especially if it's somebody that I'm familiar with. I listen to the words. Sometimes I'll sing along. Sometimes I won't, because I don't sing except in the shower. But I like to watch also in between when...
So you like to see bands you know then?
Yeah, bands I know and bands I don't know.
Yeah, because you couldn't sing the songs if you didn't know them.
Yeah.
What about you, Pete?
Which part...
When you come in...
I'll watch you.
Well, no, let's go back to the beginning. What was the first band you saw?
I would like to say Rush, but...
Rush?
That would be a lie. That is a first concert type thing.
That was the favorite band you saw.
That was a kind of first big concert.
What, you saw bands at a smaller thing?
Yeah, like, I grew up in Thailand, and I saw a lot of...
Thai bands?
Thai bands. I started getting into music then. As a way to escape.
What's the Thai scene like?
Sad, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They.
What were they playing?
They're usually into things that are commerce, popular, easy to like.
Covers?
Covers and, yeah, like, commercial.
Commercial Thai music?
Yeah, very huge into, like, they're just about business, you know? About.
And what's this? These are in clubs?
Clubs is also still pretentious because. The Thais, I think, have a thing about wanting to be like. No matter what you do,
yeah,
you want to be like. So there's not really music that actually, you know, makes you mad or makes you any other emotion other than, oh, how sweet, how cute, how, you know.
Sweetie.
Yeah, it's very, like, I've been over it since I was, like, 13.
No Thai punk bands?
No. Not that I know of. I kind of heard about
maybe
something.
Maybe now.
But no, I don't know. I'm gonna go check it out soon. I hope.
Jeff, what was your first? I gotta ask you. What do you look at when you first see a band? Or do you look? Do you just listen?
Well, I shoot a lot of bands, and I over the years I got into
with the camera.
That was your second lesson.
The only legal way, yes. I think. When I judge a new band I never heard, I would just start hearing overall music of what is the most pronounced in this band. Because I like all kinds of music, but sometimes there is something that is more unique in the band. Either is vocal or the guitar or the bass. If it's more pronounced, then I'll start focusing on that particular instrument because the rest seems to be supporting that.
Right.
So, and then I look for the dynamic within the bands. And
the alpha male?
The alpha person.
Alpha person, yeah, for you.
Yeah.
The Bogart. Okay, so they, you acquiesce. Some people might, like, say, you know what, that guy's trying too hard, I'm going to listen to his side mice.
But there's always that case where the front person is completely an ass, and then you start looking for something else that is actually holding it together instead of the thing that, you know, kind of, it could be deceiving.
That's why Perkins is key.
Yeah. Well, most of the time it's easy to say that drummer is the backbone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe that. I'm so glad, Banyan, that the drums are up front. Not just the sound, but physically, he's up in the front of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So many bands put the drummer way in the fucking back.
And also Hillride.
And Hillride or whatever Perkins is doing. When I'm playing with him, mm-hmm, I love him up front with me. I can't stand
it. I like watching you guys play off each other.
Right.
That fascinates
put up
me.
Front.
Yeah, to watch you bass and drums. And not being a musician, I don't understand the relationship between the two. But it's so important that you know, especially if you're doing any type of improv, like, you feed off each other, and that fascinates me to see, mm-hmm. like, you not second guess, but you're, like, five thoughts ahead.
And Steven's looking over at you, like, smiling because he likes what you're doing.
Yeah, and then Raul watching you, Raul, that is just, like, cherry on the pie.
I love that.
It's nice. So, no.
What about Tom's spaced out look?
Tom's great. He gets in his world. He's in his own world.
I look at over him and his eyes are like a million light years.
Yeah, but I like that.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I play with people who are really connected. Some people, it's a real ego problem. They don't want to look.
Oh. crossroads in the middle of a sandy plain. The walls were gone, but the doors and windows remained. The side of the bed was so crisp. Two-dimensional ships like ocean liners sailed across this desert. As they passed, their huge bulks disappearing into a thin rock. These ships were always full of people, faces, and windows. They set off to find their port, it seemed like days, week. Following deep tracks, the boats kept passing by. Came to an unmanned harbor, stirred the sand in the water, and which like a brown creek turned out its doors, and one by one the ships descended to the sand and sailed off in their different directions across the desert. The carrier was then refilled with ships arriving at perfect time. Separated as drop-offs, and realized the process, the ships and the people within them never differed. I thought about following any of these ships to the end of their journey. I suspected I would end up back here or a place so soon. I wouldn't be able to tell them.
Lost and gone, so I think. Till I stop to notice all the things I miss. Days like this, when my mind is wearing me down. letting me down, I shrink. Watching the familiar film, I'm a worn-out screen. Till I stop and notice all the things I miss in days like this.
Played Days Like This by Josh Mies, and before that you played Paco de Reynolda's Dream by the Thundersticks.
Tinder Sticks.
And Why Can't I Touch It by the Buzzcocks.
You picked Buzzcocks.
Yes.
Why? Because there was no tremolo.
Right. Because I was in a hurry to pick something.
That's a good song. and Shawnee, you picked Tinder Sticks, right?
Mm-hmm. From England. Brilliant group.
You like?
I think 7 pieces.
Yeah, I think I played on a bill with them once.
Did you? Yeah.
And then Pete?
Josh Mies?
Yeah.
A friend of a friend from New York. This is another way for people to get into music. It's by someone who you admire as their music taste, and they go, "You got to check this guy out." And I'm like, "Okay." So he showed me the website.
Recommendation.
He showed me the website of this guy, Josh Mies, and I fell in love with the cartoon character on there. It was slightly animated.
This is before you heard it.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, I'm sold. And when I heard it, it's, you know, kind of what you say, girly music by a boy. I think he has a pretty good, strong background in jazz and all this. And his music is pretty soothing in a sad, sweet way. And I kind of got drawn to that.
Tiff, what was the first band you saw?
The first band that I can remember begging my mom to get me tickets to see was Duran Duran. '84.
Yeah.
All right.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
How important are the clothes?
What?
They don't matter.
I know.
No,
to,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
Especially coming from you.
Why?
Which flannels did we put on today?
Well, no, like the djembe. That was different. That was a change.
The djembe?
Mm-hmm.
That's a summer mm-hmm. outfit.
I know.
Yeah,
but
I ain't wearing it now.
No. Witty.
But how important are the clothes?
Some bands look nice when they're all dressed cute.
Yeah.
Like,
what do other bands
know,
look
like?
No, like
the Killers, they always look nice and put together.
Yeah, when you took me to that Smashing Pumpkin, they're all wearing white.
Yeah.
It was like a jumpsuit, uniform sort of white thing. I thought that was kind of...
You think that was an accident?
Let me think about that. No. I thought it's a thing, you know. Some band uses that as a thing.
No, isn't sometimes like people go to a party and somebody's wearing the same dress as somebody else?
Yeah.
It's an accident.
Yeah.
You don't think it happened that night?
Well... I actually don't care to think about those things, but I'm like, okay, whatever, dresses are made, dresses are
made. What about hair?
What about hair?
Is it important?
Yeah. Is it important to you that you're asking these questions?
I think it's important if you are trying to convey an image, if you are trying
right.
to, like, you want to, you...
I'm asking you guys all this because people tell me women listen to music different than guys.
Yeah, I
some women probably do, but I wouldn't say that. That's would be a stereotype.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that lately. Like, you know, women listen to music with heart and guys with head. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't.
Here's the thing I noticed.
It's emotional.
I think people are people, but I think women, because of the upbringing, because of society, they're not as picky on. Certain things that guys are. Guys, I think more into a little nuances. It seems like
they'll
take
niche.
A group of guys and they'll split up into all bunch of little bands.
Yeah.
Where with women they'll pick all kind of
the
come
genre,
together on
yeah.
more bands.
Yeah.
Guys, it'll sound almost exactly the same the bands, but they'll have their little minute reasons why they like
yeah.
some better than others. It doesn't seem. But I could be completely wrong about this. And I don't think it's something in the genes. I think it's something in the upbringing.
It's kind of tribal.
Hmm.
But basically, because I've known a lot of women in music and guys in music, and I think it is retarded to generalize that way. But I just thought by you guys answering these questions, people would figure that out for themselves. That's kind of...
Well, in my case, like, you know...
I think individuals listen to music different.
Yeah.
Every individual.
I mean, as much as I say that I'm not part of the, you know, like, stereotype girls that listen to music, but I do jump around in different scenes, and yeah, when I was in prog rock scene, there's majority boys there, and it's undeniable, you know, there's, you know, 80% of Rush... fans.
Well, why? Why do you think that is?
Because of technicality. I think that it's
high
like
technique?
Yeah, the techniques, and a lot of people who like that particular band are players, and they go see the technical aspect of it. When women listening to music might not particularly care about the technique of how, you know, the changes, and, you know, different rhythm and a lot of notes that is goes into the music. They might listen to it for the feeling they get out of music, which I do
mm-hmm.
sometimes. I mean, it depends on my mood. I do have that mood to just like, I'm just gonna listen to something that makes me feel, you know, light today.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's a lot of notes.
Not a lot of notes.
Well, less notes.
But depends. Sometimes when I'm angry, I listen to aggressive music, and it seems to work well for
mm-hmm.
me.
More notes, the more anger.
More notes, more angst, more, you know, screaming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, but it's also, you know, like some people, boys or girls, there are differences between people who seek music that get into it more to help them with their daily life, you know, that's like it kind of breaks down into different parts too, you know, like different peoples.
Yeah.
Early influences too,
right?
Yeah.
Because I was listening to.
What about me being raised military? Actually, Navy housing. There wasn't a lot of different kinds of music.
No.
I never heard one note of jazz till I got into punk scene. It was very narrow. So it was meeting people at the clubs that really helped me, and the punk scene too. These records came. You could tell their influences were a lot across the board, stuff I didn't know where it was coming from, which I found very interesting. Even though the other music beforehand, they could play well and stuff, it seemed to be all recycling the same trough. I remember getting a lot of help from people my age for liking the Stooges then, you know, and I liked it, man. I didn't care if it was a lot of notes or not. I didn't know what it was. It was just a weird feeling. And it did shake me up, you know. But on the other hand, it did feel like Lil Richard or my generation or something. Some parts of rock and roll that I heard that had this kind of trippy spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I got into music to be with D. Boone. I had heard records before I had records. In fact, I knew a lot more rock and roll than him. He didn't know. He only knew Creedence when I met him. But I wasn't really into it as much as when I got to play it with him. And then figuring out the songs with him. Because in those days you would copy songs off the records in your room and try to play them. And so I would try to figure it out with him and stuff. And that was a... Then we went and saw punk gigs, and we saw that people like us were actually trying to play gigs. And I never even knew about anything like that as a young man. It's like another outing. Now, internet, yeah, I guess that helps people along and stuff. But I think there was a paradigm shift in the zeitgeist of the young culture. You know, that's interesting. I mean, if you want to ask me.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean like now?
Versus when I was a young, from Watt's perspective.
Well, I think, you know, this culture shifts and changes all the time, you know. You give a different criteria for different generation. You can always say that, oh, it's different than, you know, 10 years ago, it's different than now. It's because it's a different criteria. It's also, I think, in your...
We would not listen to older music. Like we would not listen to older music.
Like the punk scene, I felt like it's... Like, you know, we acted a lot to the political issue at that time, too. You know, society was set up in such a way that people are more rebellious, I can't say that word.
Rebellious.
to, you know, the status
quo. Yeah, but punk was way more of a minority then. It's way small.
Right. But still, you know, it's a niche. People get together, and there is a group of people who, you know, have this energy to go against whatever was the norm at the time. So
well, yeah. The norm, I always felt outside the norm anyway. It seemed like I had to go to war with myself.
Mm-hmm.
With my past. Yeah, and stuff I accepted. Like this notion of talent and who could really play and who could. And after mm-hmm. a while, I just threw all that out. I said, wow, if it comes in my ears and I like it, then it's okay.
Right.
I don't care mm-hmm. how that got there.
Mm-hmm.
Where I, for some reason, used to be worried about that before, and or something.
In fact, that's the
I mean, there's still problems. When I listen to a band, I can't just listen to them. My mind starts trying to fucking reference them to another band. It's disgusting.
I would argue that that's a true American spirit right there.
But that's interesting that you say that, because that's something that upsets me when a band wants to sound like another band.
No, I'm not blaming the band. I'm talking about my own mind doing that. I'm not giving the band a fair shake. I'm automatically trying to reference them to another band. It's disgusting. I've tried really hard to try to break myself of that habit.
Don't you think that's kind of normal, though?
Yeah, but I'm not... I don't consider myself that normal.
I don't mean that, but...
No, I know. My bad. I can't be an expert on that.
Meaning that it's not...
Anyway,
I don't mean that.
Let's get away from that. I mean, I just wanted to have women talk about music and how they experience it. And I get to talk all the time on the show. People get to hear about what I think. It's ridiculous. But I got a chance to have you guys here, and you can talk about those kind of things. You know, I'm here to learn that. Judge on you like that.
And we're here to take it over.
Yeah, take it over.
Thank you.
you crawl beneath it as quiet as a mouse.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started that off with Sherlock Holmes. Dirt Bombs of Sherlock Holmes. Then we heard The Capricious Robot by Yucca. You know those yucca plants? Mm-hmm. You don't want to fall on one. It hurt. And then we heard Fiery by the Daughters. We've run out of time. We got to move on to the third hour. So hold tight. January 13th, 2008. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. And starting off this new year, we begin a new adventure with Jack Flanders. This is part one of Jack Flanders in Dreams of India.
Oh, I'll have the chicken vindaloo.
Chicken vindaloo.
And the sag paneer.
Sag paneer.
And the dal.
Dal.
And that puffy bread.
Puri.
Yes.
Appetizer, sir?
No.
Would you like something to drink?
Do you have Indian beer?
Yes, we have very good beer. Pink Pelican.
Pink Pelican?
I'm sure you'll not be disappointing, sir.
Well, I hope not. Pink Pelican. Something about eating alone, especially in New York. Food just never tastes as good. I don't know why that is. Wonder if food critics eat alone. Now, that's an interesting thought.
Pink Pelican.
Oh, gee. Comes in a large bottle, doesn't it?
It will be most pleasing.
Oh, good. I'm thirsty. Look at that. There's even a Pink Pelican on the label. It's excellent.
Yes, very good.
Yes, thank you. Pink Pelican.
The chicken vindaloo. The saag paneer. The dal and the puri.
Oh, it's great.
Enjoy.
I will, thank you. It's hot. Oh.
Excuse me. Mr. Flanders? I'm sorry, am I disturbing you?
No, not at all. This stuff is hot.
May I speak to you?
Sure. Do you want to sit down, Miss?
Thank you.
Should I call the waiter?
No, I've just eaten, thank you.
You don't mind if I continue eating?
No, please. I believe you know my aunt.
Can I get you something to drink?
No, thank you. My aunt is someone, I think, is there something wrong? You're looking at me very strangely.
Oh, no, it's just that in that sari, you look so exotic.
Mr. Flanders.
Oh, just Jack, please. I still don't know who you are.
Kamla Shukla.
Kamla. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you. I believe you met my aunt some time ago.
Well, what's her name?
Chatterjee.
Chatterjee. Her first name?
Lalita.
Lalita Chatterjee. That's a name I'd remember. But I'm sorry, I don't recall meeting her.
You gave her your card.
I did?
Yes, I have it right here.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you. Jack Flanders, 300... Well, that's my address, my phone number. It's all correct, except for one thing.
And what is that?
I've never seen this card before.
I don't understand.
Well, look at it. It's worn. It's yellow with age. It looks like it was printed decades ago.
So then it's not you?
Well, it is me, but I don't know where this card came from. I never had it printed.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you. Are you familiar with that?
Something I believe in, yeah.
It is you, isn't it?
Well, it's me. Somehow me. Some me. But this isn't mine. Here.
Would you help her?
Who?
My aunt. It's very important to her.
Well, what's her problem?
Well, she'll have to tell you.
Oh.
She sent me to ask you to come and see her.
Can I finish eating first?
Yeah, if you insist.
Does she live nearby?
I'll take you there.
Fine. Where does she live?
She lives near Mysore.
Mysore? That's not exactly in upstate New York, is it?
No. It's in India.
India?
South India.
Look, I can't just pick up and go to India, can I?
All expenses will be paid.
I've always wanted to go to India.
She really needs your help.
I guess I better get the check.
Vera? Vera? Vera, check de dijiye.
Ji ha bhai, ji abhi aaya.
Acha, jaldi karo.
It seems the only time I get to London anymore is, well, to change planes. How long is this whole flight?
About 18 hours. We'll fly to Delhi, then Bombay, and then Bangalore.
18 hours?
But that's just to Delhi.
Great.
We'll spend a day in Delhi and another day in Bombay. I have some business to attend to, so you'll be on your own.
Kamala, do you have a photo of your aunt?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I keep wondering where I could have met her.
Oh, that's our flight. Come on, hurry up. Come on.
You know, I had the impression Indian women were sort of meek, you know, followed behind their husbands.
That's a great misconception, Mr. Flanders.
Jack,
Indian men are weak, so we women must be strong, and we are. Hurry up.
Coming. So, this is New Delhi. Is there an old Delhi?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I suggest you rest to readjust to the time difference. When it's noon here, it's practically midnight in New York.
Well, that's okay. That's when I get going.
We'll see.
God, it sure is hot here, isn't it?
Yeah, it can get to 110 degrees, and that's just in the shade, Jack.
Whew.
Okay, then, I'll see you this evening.
Oh, okay. Well, jet lag or not, I think I'll try one of those three-wheeled scooter taxis. It's nothing like a little careening through traffic to wake me up.
Children.
Come on. Yeah.
9 hungry children, sir.
Look, that's not my fault. Chow. So, this is old Delhi. Narrow streets. It's positively ancient. Except for the TV antennas. The radios, commercials. Garish billboards. There's no escape. Except death, maybe. But then again, I wonder if they have commercials in hell. Tempting you, tormenting you. Never fulfilling your desires. But that's no different than here, is it?
I long for the island of songs across this heaving sea of shouts.
Ah, look at those big birds perched on the wall. It's called kites, I think. Those birds that float above you in the city. They circle like vultures looking for tourists with jet lag. I better keep moving. It's a school. It's nice. People passing, looking at me, wondering who I am, why I'm here. Why am I here? And where am I? I think I'm lost.
I carry in my world that flourishes the worlds that have failed.
And we started with the first part of Jack Flanders' Dreams of India. Jack's on a new adventure. It's time to India. I was explaining to the people here about ZBS and them making these My movies for the last 36 years. And they usually go to a town and get the ambient sounds of the town and then make a story around it, bring it back to upstate New York where they live. And same actors. Meatball Fulton's the brain behind it all. And pretty trippy stuff. I heard as a teenager late at night on KPFK, I would listen. And I just dug it. And we sail again with Jack. Now, I told everybody I'm going to record a book of knots next week. From San Francisco, Tony Mamone, Joel Hamilton, others. And then the week after that, Bob Lee, Nels Klein, Black Gang, here in L.A., record my autumn record. And then after that, in fact, the day after, I fly to Japan and do a tour with a unit known as Brother Sister's Daughter, which is going to have Mark Kramer on fuzz bass, myself on bass, and Sam Bennett on drums for the first 11 gigs, and Yuko Araki on the last 3 gigs. And it's totally improvised. So it'd be very scary for me, but the last 3 times I've been to Japan, it's been a big rock scene, so I want to learn their little underground things. I'll be rolling in a boat, in a van, around their towns February, so it should be good and cold, but I think it's still worth it for me to take this plunge. I got a little window of opportunity at the, before Stooges start up again this spring. Anyway, there's bands playing with us on this tour. They've asked to play with us. One band called Light from Tokyo is on every gig. But there's bands on several other gigs, some just one gig, some a couple. And I found music from all these cats. So I'm going to play them right now so you can hear. Because I, for the first time, was hearing these people. And it's very interesting stuff that is going to come alongside the Brother Sister's Daughter tour. Thank you.
Ah! Doug.
Ah, fuck me!
we started off there. These are all the bands I'm going to be playing with. Wrong, 5471. Red Bicycle by Ultra Junior. 6/4 by Kuru Crew. I Miss Seeing All by Light. Resistance Activity of Brain by Male Goat. Dokoro Dan by 2UP. I Was Robot by Shift. Live Shit Action 88 by Hunter Rash. Championship by Anks. And Low by Balloons. I want to thank you all three for coming by.
You're welcome.
A lot from Pedro Show. I'm going to try to do another one next week before I start my craziness, and maybe I can do it in between my two recording things too. So it's January 13th, 2008, Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.